Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Hanila, moderator for the conference call today. Welcome to SRF Limited Q1 FY 2020 results conference call hosted by B&K Securities. We have with us today Mr. Ranjit from B&K Securities. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Please note this conference is recorded. I now would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Ranjit from B&K Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Hanila. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on SRF Limited's Q1 FY 2020 results conference call. Today, we have with us Mr. Rahul Jain, President and Chief Financial Officer, who will represent SRF on the call.
Conference is locked. Conference is unlocked.
B&K Securities thanks the management of SRF for giving us the opportunity to host this call. I would now like to invite Ms. Nitika Dhawan, Head of Corporate Communications at SRF, to initiate the proceedings for the SRF con call. Over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on SRF Limited's Quarter 1 Financial FY 2020 results conference call. We will begin this call with brief opening remarks from our President and CFO, Mr. Rahul Jain, following which we will open the forum for an interactive question and answer session. Before we begin this call, I would like to point out that some statements made in this call may be forward-looking, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Jain to make his opening remarks.
Good afternoon, everyone, and I would like to extend a warm welcome to you all joining us today on SRF's Q1 FY20 results discussion. I will initiate the call by briefly taking you through the key operational highlights for the quarter gone by, following which we will be happy to have a Q&A session. I am pleased to inform you that during the quarter, we have reported healthy performance in most of our businesses. In Q1 FY20, consolidated revenues increased by 9% to 1828 crores, EBITDA increased by 13% to 365 crore, and PAT increased by 41% to 189 crore. Growth was majorly driven by a robust performance in packaging films business, along with important contributions from our chemicals business. This was despite a slower than expected recovery post our Dahej site closure in April this year. I am glad to share that the Board of Directors have approved an interim dividend at 70%, amounting to 7 per share, which was higher by about 10% from the earlier quarter. This will result in a cash outflow of 48.5 crore, including taxes. Let me now share an update on the segmental performance, beginning with our chemicals business. The chemicals business comprises of the fluorochemicals and the specialty chemicals business. During the quarter, the performance was mainly impacted due to the closure of the Dahej plant operations in April. This not only led to loss in revenue, but also affected margins owing to higher fixed costs and a lower base and the negative play on the operating leverage. As discussed earlier, we continue to be hopeful of registering our growth numbers that we had indicated in our previous calls. And on a full year basis, we should be able to meet all our customers' requirements. The fluorochemicals business delivered a stable performance on account of higher sales of refrigerants as well as improved contributions from the chloromethanes facility. We did see lower sales volume to the OEMs in the auto segment given the worst slump witnessed in the automotive sector in the recent times. However, demand from the replacement market remained healthy. We achieved several operational milestones during the quarter. I am proud to announce that our R&D team has successfully developed R-467A, a refrigerant gas using in-house patented technology, which is an HFC and a non-toxic, mildly flammable refrigerant designed mainly for the use in fixed air conditioning applications. The gas received a certificate from the American Society of Heating, Refrigeration and Air Conditioning Engineers, commonly known as ASHRAE. This further highlights our R&D capabilities in the segment, and it is the first ever gas from India to receive such a certification. the refrigerant will be marketed and sold under the Floron brand in markets where R22 quotas are likely to come in play. The board also approved setting up of an integrated PTFE plant along with an R22 plant as feedstock. The aggregate cost of this is estimated currently to be about 424 crores. With the proposed capital expenditure, we intend to enter into the fluoropolymers as a new business segment and enhance our value chain in the fluorine segment. As a long-term efforts opportunity, we would intend to leverage our R&D and innovation capabilities in the PTFE segment as well. We believe that the project on a conservative basis meets SRF IRR and payback period thresholds. The project has roughly about a two-year implementation schedule. Our specialty chemicals business delivered a stable performance during the quarter. Recently, commissioned facilities at Dahej contributed positively to the overall performance. SRF is witnessing growing demand for its flagship products and has launched two new products in the agro segment. The company continues to expand in new geographies and product offerings. In addition to the above, we launched two new molecules in the pharma segment. Ramp-up of these will depend on how the final formulation finds traction. It is our continuous endeavor to expand our geographical reach, offering a broader product portfolio. We constantly seek new product opportunities in both agro and pharma segments. As mentioned earlier, the performance of the specialty chemicals business was significantly impacted in the month of April and May, owing to plant closure in Dahej. As we operate a complex chemical plant, safe shutdown requirements were met and the plants were shut down as per the requirements of the Gujarat Pollution Control Board, GPCB. This was done in compliance with the notice. SRF filed a detailed and appropriate reply with GPCB, clarifying its position with regard to the issues that were raised by GPCB. A revocation order of the closure notice was received from GPCB on April 3, 2019, and in compliance with the said order, site operations started to resume normal operations in a phased manner. However, in some of the plants, some work in progress was taken out of the system in line with good EHS practices. This led to additional load on the effluent treatment plant, RETPs. The situation was further compounded by the fact that Gujarat Industrial Development Corporation, GIDC, had restricted water discharge capacities from 24 hours to 12 hours. And therefore, resumption of operations of some of the plants at the site took more time than was initially estimated. We believe that the loss of production and revenues that hit us in April and May 2019 is temporary, and we should be able to meet our customers' requirement on a full year basis. It is envisaged that we should be able to meet our budgeted numbers. SRF chemical facilities have been audited continuously by global customers and found to be world class. It will be our endeavor to work closely with GPCB to fulfill their needs. Moving on to our packaging films business, the segment performed exceedingly well owing to better margins in the BOPET segment and increased sales from value-added product portfolio, augmenting the overall performance. During the year, we launched a new value-added product in the BOPP category. This is in line with our focus on expanding new product offerings, especially our value-added product offerings. We would all like to inform that civil work in our Hungary and Thailand site is proceeding as per schedule. However, going forward, we do expect an overall oversupply situation in the short term with two new BOPET lines expected to go on stream in the upcoming quarter. Also, BOPP market continues to reel under pressure due to adverse demand-supply scenario. This could impact our performance in the coming months. Demand in the BOPET segment is anticipated to sustainably grow in the range of 8-10%, which would hopefully lead to a normalized scenario by the end of this fiscal. Moving on to our technical textiles business, this segment was adversely affected by sharp slowdown in the automotive sector. The business may also be affected by inventory losses due to fall in lactam prices during Q2 FY20. We expect current slowdown to be cyclical in nature and hope to see a gradual recovery over the next few quarters. Having said that, both our belting fabric and polyester yarn segments have delivered positive performance with enhanced volumes achieved during the quarter. The other segment, SRF has been able to maintain its leadership position in the domestic market. In the coated fabric segment, backed by healthy growth volumes. Despite the oversupply situation in the market, SRF has delivered stable volumes in the laminated fabric segment as well. You are aware that we had announced last quarter the company has entered into definitive agreements for sale of its engineering plastics business to DSM India Private Limited. The business has been successfully divested effective August 1, 2019, and the results have been reported as discontinued operations for all the relevant reporting periods. Let me also give you an update on our balance sheet position. Our debt as on 30th June 2019 remained flat when compared to 31st March 2019. However, our interest costs for Q1 FY20 have increased 17% YOY to Rs. 52 crore as compared to the corresponding period last year. We see this reducing in the future quarters as the mix of debt from India and overseas changes and cash from the sale of our engineering plastic business gets deployed to reduce our debt levels. On the corporate social responsibility front, SRF Bhiwadi was conferred the 25th Bhamashah Award 2019 for 6th consecutive year for significant contribution in the field of primary and elementary education along with infrastructural development of schools in the vicinity of its plant operations. To conclude, I would like to state that we are seeing challenges in some of our business owing to the auto sector slowdown and the general economic slowdown. However, over the years, we built an established multi-business entity which helps us face such varying environment. Strategic innovations across businesses through a robust R&D team have helped the company effectively face such external uncertainties. With major investments in place, superior R&D capabilities, and our diversified business model, we are confident of reporting a healthy operational and financial performance going forward. On that note, I conclude my remarks and would be happy to discuss any questions, comments, or suggestions that you may have. I would now like to ask the moderator to open the line for Q&A. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and 1 again. Participants are requested to ask only 2 questions in the initial round and may join the queue for more questions. Thank you. The first question comes from Naushad Chaudhary from Systematix. Please go ahead with your question. Mr. Naushad, please go ahead with your question.
Hello. Hello.
Please.
Am I audible?
You are. Please go ahead.
A couple of questions I have. First one, sir, on the in the opening remark you mentioned GIDC have cut the water discharge limit from 24 hours to 12 hours. Can you elaborate a little bit more on this? Why they did this and is it temporary or is it going to be permanent from now?
So, Naushad, the GIDC had some problems at their back end where the capacity that they were operating with was full. Due to that, they had requested many industries in the area to limit their discharge requirements. We've effectively taken steps, one, to be able to recycle as much as we can, and be able to discharge within the capacities that they were indicating. While I don't believe this is going to be a permanent situation, as things go on, we will see much better traction on with GIDC going forward. As of now, things seem to have returned to normal. But again, depending upon what they have in place, this will be taken forward, Marshall.
So as of now, on a near-term basis, how much this could impact to the production of our chemical business? Sir?
Again, this was the impact came through because of the fact that there was closure, and as I said in the opening remarks, there was additional load on the ETP. Right, as things have normalized, this has come down to a much lower impact going forward. Fact is that we have found countermeasures to be able to manage this, even if there is, let's say, a certain negative that GIDC comes through with. But we are putting countermeasures in place, is what I can tell you, Nausha.
Okay. Second thing on the specialty chemical, on the PTFE business, apart from PTFE capacity, we are also setting up R22 capacity also, right?
That's right.
Just wanted to understand, as of now, we also have the R22 capacity in-house, and which is going to eventually phase out. So why not using the existing capacity, and why are we setting up the new capacity, sir?
Given the current contours of the position, we believe that both the capacities of R22 will be fully utilized. Fact of the matter is that even as of now, our R22 capacities are fully utilized. The requirements of R22 both captively as well as in a certain new segment we are starting to operate in is higher. So given the current position that we have, we believe both the R22 capacities that we have will be utilized from a PTFE perspective, a specialty chemicals business perspective, and external sales as well.
Would you be able to quantify how much of R22 capacity as of now we use in our specialty chemical business?
On an annualized basis, roughly about 3,000 to 4,500 tons, depending on the product mix that we are operating with.
And right now we have around 11,000 of R22 capacity, right?
Roughly about 8,000.
Okay. Last question on HF capacity, which we have expanded in FY18. So, AHF capacity.
Tell me what do you want to know about that?
So, we expanded this in FY18. Just wanted to understand, do we still outsource some of this capacity, or are we...
HF, we have not expanded in FY18. This is a part of the project on HFCs under which we are expanding AHF capacities. This is already been, I think, either capitalized or being close to be capitalized. So that's something that is going on, but that's a part of the HFC project that we are doing, where we are setting up newer HFCs. So it was not done in FY18, it is done in FY19. This is to meet our HFC requirements.
Okay, that is in R22, 134 and 125, right?
Please don't confuse, not R22, R32.
R32. So all these expansions have completed now, or any of these is still work in progress?
Most of these are still work in progress. Only components of these are now in full production capacity. But by the end of, let's say, end of September, everything is likely to be completed.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Ritesh Gupta from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my questions. So the first one is on the technical textile. So we saw almost 18% decline on the EBIT side for TTB. Do you think that it kind of factors in most of the auto slowdown that you have seen so far, or is it that, because I see that the international business subsidiaries also have not reported that strong numbers. So is it that what are the challenges that international subsidiaries are facing? And secondly, I think on an overall basis, do you think this quarter is the right reflection of the slowdown in because of auto sector, or do you think more pain to come? Because I think till few quarters back you were saying that demand has kind of been surprising, and you know, you might have to take a debottlenecking expansion, etc. So do you still see that there are supply challenges, although demand kind of goes down, but there are still some supply challenges which can retain some of the profitability improvement that you have kind of shown in technical textiles over the last few quarters or few years actually? So first is that one, and secondly, I think if you could kind of quantify where the major impact was on in the quarter one, was it more on the only on the specialty side, or was there some impact from the on the refrigerant side also because it's part of the facility itself? And how do we kind of get a sense of, like, was there any lost demand because of, because you said that we'll be able to meet the customer's demand, but the customer demand itself can go down because of, let's say, loss of 1 or 2 months' sales.
So let me try and answer all the questions that you asked, Ritesh. The first question that you had asked was regarding the technical textiles business in terms of saying that whether this quarter is reflective enough of the future. So let me tell you that there were some demand challenges that we had faced in the quarter. The fact of the matter is that the auto slowdown that is very evident to all of us is kind of going out and hitting us on the technical textiles front. We really do believe that this is probably more a cyclical phenomenon. There should be a demand pickup from the secondary market for sure. But whether that takes 2 quarters or 3 quarters is only what time will tell. I can't tell you today whether third quarter or fourth quarter will be a positive. But yes, I had also commented during the speech on this before the Q&A session was the fact that we are also looking at certain inventory-related losses in Q2 that will come through because of the fall in caprolactam prices. So as to the fact that whether this is a reflective quarter of the quarters to come, certainly Q2 looks from a demand perspective similar to where we are. But from a overall position, I think there could be some better things to look forward to going forward. So that's the answer on the technical textiles. Your second question was with respect to the fact that chemicals business, I think you were reflecting when you were commenting on the margins in the chemicals business. Fact of the matter is that the Dahej slowdown has impacted us. The fixed cost absorption that should have happened has not happened. Some of the plants took more time to stabilize and come back. We had told you in our previous communications as well that some of the really high specialty plants that we run have a position where it takes about 45 days for the product to come out. So to that extent, the costs of cleaning up the plant, the costs of draining the raw material, the fact that the fixed cost absorption had come out to be very low, all of these have impacted the margins on the chemicals business. That was your second question. I don't remember the third one, if you can repeat that.
Also, I think the question was also that, let's say, when you were not able to supply the material to your customer, you said that, I think in the presentation in your opening remarks, you mentioned that we'll be able to make up for the loss of demand during the quarter over the year. Now, the question could be that what could be the lost demand might have been completely lost, or do you think that that demand still remains with you?
So, again, the point is, Ritesh, that we've not faced any situation where our customers have gone out and cancelled the orders. So the orders still remain, just that it will be have to be supplied, let's say, on the year as a whole basis. So the order has not been cancelled. So that's why we are saying that there is no demand that has been burnt out. But most certainly to the extent where the plant was closed for a certain period, you can't go back and produce that commodity or that product. And to that extent, let's say the demand gets out further in time. We've not experienced any cancellation of orders.
Okay. And any impact of like the kind of commentary that some of these global guys are giving? I mean, any impact of that makes you on your business, or how do you see that particular piece? Because yes, you also mentioned prolonged down there.
I agree with what you are saying in terms of what commentary that you are seeing from agro majors. But again, we believe that our position is positive. The traction for our products, newer and older, is building very significantly. We are still sticking to the number that we have given you in previous calls in terms of a 40% to 50% increase in our turnover. All of that is still a positive.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you, sir. Participants are requested to ask only two questions in the initial round and may join the queue for more questions. Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and good afternoon to all. First question on the pharma side, we said that we have launched two molecules. I hope this is for the end product. Is this from the cGMP plant and what could be the potential opportunity here? That's my first question. Second question, carrying on from the earlier question, we are still seeing a good traction, which is a good news. But if I go back and see in FY16, so the global slowdown happened somewhere around end 14 and 15, and we saw a lag effect. That kind of scenario can still arise, or how has been our discussion and sale funnels with the customers on the agro side particularly? That are the two questions.
So your first question was with respect to the fact that what are the cGMP, the pharma molecules that were launched. Correct.
Were it from cGMP plant?
No, it was. cGMP is a commercial scale plant.
Correct.
A multipurpose plant. So the product approval does not go out from a cGMP. It actually goes out from a pilot plant or a lab scale plant. So
okay.
Those are the two new products that we have launched, but it is not from the cGMP, that I can tell you. So that's one. The second is, you are saying that could we see such a situation where in FY16 there were negatives that started to happen in the specialty chemicals business, which came out with a lag as compared to what, let's say, the global majors were talking about.
Correct.
We seem to have a pretty good product pipeline that seems to be working well for us. I do believe that the global majors that are engaging with us are in a position to give us some more ability in terms of giving the a longer lead time or a longer rope for us to be supplying products to them from a 12 to an 18 month perspective. So to that extent, I don't believe that is going to be the case. But again, there could be black swan events. There could be difficult times for them to come through, and to that extent, we may have to do an accommodation for some of our key customers. But that's a part of business, Sanjesh, and that will always happen over a period of time.
Yeah, that was helpful. Just two bookkeeping questions. What is the CAPEX number we are looking for this year?
So on an overall basis, between 1,100 crores to 1,200 crores. This includes all the new ones, the announcements have been made. Despite the fact that there will be about 1,100 crores of CAPEX, when I am saying 1,100 crores of CAPEX, I am including the PET line that is coming from Hungary and Thailand as well.
Okay, that was
that's the number. But again, I do believe despite that, there will be reduction in debt that will happen.
Okay, that is helpful. Just one question on the PTFE. I know it's quite early days, but any ballpark figure on the kind of capacity we are looking to add on there?
So again, we have given that as a detail to SEBI, which is a requirement under the LODR. The envisaged capacity of PTFE as of now is 5,000 metric tons.
Yeah, thanks, Rahul. This is really helpful, and best of luck for the coming quarters.
Thank you, Sanjesh.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Rohit Sinha from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question, sir. First of all, congratulations for a good set of numbers. And my two questions would be on the first on the specialty chemical side, or the, would be a follow-up question like, are we still maintaining that guidance of 40 to 50% growth in specialty chemical? And what would be the... hello?
Rohit, can you be a bit slower in terms of what you're saying? I'm unable to get you.
So, sir, I'm just saying that are we still maintaining the growth guidance for specialty chemical of 40 to 50% which we are guiding earlier for FY20?
In one word, yes.
Okay. And is this, I mean, will it mix of agro and pharma and the specialty chemicals. So what would, can you share the mix of the, what would be a share of agro and pharma in the, our specialty chemical?
See, again, you take
on the rough idea.
I'm saying you take countermeasures to various things. As of now, I may not be able to give you an estimated mix because in some situations you have ended up planning something, but you end up executing something else depending upon what the market requires. So it's impossible to give you a breakup of pharma and agro. But again, let me tell you, this is, the focus remains as of now on agro. Pharma will be a play that will come through over a period of time.
Okay, okay. And just on the respiratory segment, so this this quarter we have seen decent growth in the domestic Argus also, I believe. And so this obviously in next quarter we will see some impact because of the auto slowdown. So what could be the what could be the domestic and export growth guidance would be there in Argus?
I don't give specific growth guidances on any of the product bases, but let me tell you, increased, just hear me out, Rohit. We've increased our 134A production and our overall 134A sales have also gone up, both on a tonnage basis and on a basis. So I think that's a positive. As the new plant that gets commissioned by mid of September and end of September, sales are likely to ramp up. But again, as new plants come up, there the timing of the ramp up is between, let's say, 12 to 18 months. But I can't give you a specific guidance in terms of growth on Argus.
Yeah, okay, okay. That is from my side. I will come back in queue. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Atul Tiwari from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, and congratulations on a great set of numbers. Sir, my first question is on the BOPET margins. So your margins have been very strong in this quarter, and while obviously your commentary does seem to indicate that there's a bit of an overcapacity. So, you know, what is the normalized margins we should look at? I mean, is the current quarter representative or the margins should come down slightly over a period of time? So that is the first question. And the second question is... Yeah.
So you know the answer, you can go to the second question.
Okay. And can you talk a little bit more about this new gas that you have patented? I missed that part. Your voice was breaking a little. So the new gas that you have patented, which gas is it? And is it a product patent by you? Because normally, I mean, my understanding is that you guys have won a lot of process patents, but is it a product patent? And what is the scope or the commercial opportunity here?
Okay, so one, let me clarify this. Maybe there was some confusion about it. We have developed a gas which is now being registered by ASHRAE, which is the American Society for Heating, Refrigeration, and Air Conditioning Engineers, which typically grants numbers to all of these gases. So let's say a 134A, a 22, 32, 125, and any other gas. The nomenclaturing of this gas is done by ASHRAE. So we had filed a requirement of, let's say, a product which is called now called R-467A. This is also an HFC. It's non-toxic, mildly flammable gas, and designed it mainly for the use in fixed air conditioning applications. So let me one tell you, this is not a patent. This is a grant of a number. By ASHRAE, and this will be marketed under the Floron brand going forward. Effectively, it is likely to be used in markets where R22 quotas are getting established and coming down. So it will be a substitute to R22, largely being used in the replacement market only.
Okay, sir. Okay, and any quick comments on the PTFE revenue potential? So this 5,000 metric tons, once fully utilized, what kind of revenue are we looking at? I mean, once the capacity is up and running.
See, again, it's unfair for me to be able to give you full capacity revenues and what will end up happening, because all of this will depend on what kind of a product mix that you are operating with. And when you are operating with a certain product mix, the revenues could vary between, let's say, between 10 to 25% from your base case scenario. So again, I may not be in a position to give you revenues, but let's say on a full utilization basis, a return or term asset turn could be anywhere between 0.75 to 1.5.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Shaleen Kumar from UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats for the great set of numbers, sir. Regarding the deployment, can you give us anything, any sense on the, you know, ballpark revenue lost or number of days lost because of the hedge plant being non-operation?
Again, Shaleen, what I said earlier also, the fact is that we don't believe that there will be revenue loss because we will be able to meet all our customer requirements. But it could range between, unfortunately, that's not possible to quantify. It's very, very difficult to be able to quantify that, Shaleen.
Possible to give specialty chemical revenue growth, because that will help us to, you know, understand that, you know, how much we should build for next 3 quarters.
Sorry, Shaleen, that's the number that you will get annually.
okay. So what exactly has delivered? What exactly has happened?
What exactly has delivered?
Yeah, in chemicals, so 26% growth is pretty good.
From the fact that the revenue growth in chemicals business over CPLY is about 26%. Let's say from 400 crores to about 600 crores, or 470 crores to 600 crores between June 18 to June 19. The growth, you had seen a certain number in Q4 FY19 as well, which was roughly about 840 crores. So to my mind, all those products that were kicking in at that point in time are also giving us growth today. But because of the shutdown, some of that growth has tapered down. Over a period, that should come back, Shaleen.
Okay. And the impact on margin is largely due to fixed cost, or is it because...
Largely due to the operating leverage, Shaleen, and operating fixed leverage. Cost being high.
Yeah, and just one bit, on refrigerant gas, since there is a kind of a slowdown we are witnessing, is the pricing also softening, or is it stable, or is it still improving?
Depends on the market that you are looking at, Shaleen. When we look at, let's say, 22, I don't think prices are softening. The prices are, in fact, rising. From a R-134A perspective, again, we believe prices on an overall global perspective are rising. 32 could be a slightly different ballgame as of now. Blends could be again a different ballgame depending upon where you are supplying, what mix you are supplying, and what kind of blend you are supplying. So, again, from an overall trend perspective, I would say the prices are either stable or rising. But depending upon what blend you are looking at, some of it may also be falling.
And at domestic level, in domestic market?
We believe it's a rising trend.
It's still rising. Oh, that's healthy. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Chandramouli from Patterson Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Sir, the packaging business, the margin is sustainable?
Sir, I had indicated in the call earlier as well. We believe that the new lines that are coming up in the BOPET business will have an impact on the margins going forward. But I would really like to see them to be at similar levels. But rest assured, this was a good quarter that we had. But going forward, we are, as we had guided earlier also, some of the margins may not be as much.
Okay. And when you're talking about the chemicals, see, when you look at the last quarter, it was about some 800 plus the top line, and the segment wise, which is about some 160 crores. At least, will you go back to that, you know, if everything's, you know, this, you know, when you're saying that the plan gets normalized now, can we expect, you know, the numbers to go back to that level at least?
From a chemical, you are asking from a chemical business perspective, right?
Yeah.
See, again, as I said, even in my last call, the operating EBIT margin for chemicals business roughly was about 20% during the last quarter. It really does depend on the mix of the product that you are selling at that point in time. And if you are, let's say, selling a good mix of the product, it's a batch that you have produced and you're selling, some of that positive comes through. But again, we've said this multiple times, that the business has to be looked at from an overall year-on-year perspective rather than a quarter-on-quarter perspective. So to that extent, we believe there will be some improvement in margins that will come through because of the operational leverage playing out a bit better. But what will be that number is something that only time will tell.
Okay. And the last time when you said that the plant is going to get commissioned in June, July, but now there is a further delay, right? You are now talking about September mid, that the HFCE.
Yeah, so again, the Dahej shutdown had happened, right? So we had lost some 3-4 weeks because of that as well. So we had to concentrate our energies back on Dahej, which has led to some of this delay as well. I agree, we had said June, July, but yes, there is a, let's say, an 8-week delay that has happened on that
count. So the September, that will get through overall.
We are all hopeful like that.
That's all for me.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next question comes from Mr. Dhavan Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I have two questions. Firstly, about you mentioned that you have launched around two molecules for pharma and for agro business as well. So can you please share the potential of these two molecules and what could be the revenue size or maybe the market size if you can share? And for which therapy it is related to in the pharma business?
So as I said during my initial comment, we are unable to give you the details of that because that will effectively depend on my customer's final formulation gaining traction. This is more to indicate to you that our R&D efforts are yielding results. We are in a position to launch newer molecules for our customer requirements. But what will be the potential for each molecule is something that we are unable to quantify as of now and be able to give you any details on that.
But the operating margins would be more or less in line with our base business, right? Base chem business?
Overall, because it's a high-value product, it should be better from a molecule-by-molecule perspective.
Right. And can you share some impact on the other expenditure because of Ind AS 116? Is there any impact during this quarter?
See, Ind AS 116 from a PVD perspective has very little impact.
In other expenditure, is there any impact?
There will always be about 1.5-2 crores. There will be EBITDA will be higher and your PBT will remain the same. Depreciation
right.
And interest will also be higher.
Right. That's all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Aditya from Invesco. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks. You mentioned operating leverage will help the chemicals business, but is it fair to assume that the specialty part is growing much faster than the refrigerants business? So even the product mix should help the margins in the chemicals business?
See, again, the product mix should help the margin in both, not just specialty, but in the fluorochemicals business as well. But again, I may not be in a position to give you details of each business separately, unfortunately.
No problem.
On an annualized basis, you will get that number when we do our annual call.
I understand. What is our R&D spend?
Roughly about 89 to 90 crores on an annualized basis. Depending upon how much capex spend can be higher, depending upon the requirements. But yes, in the past, it's been in about 85 to 89 crores on an annualized basis.
I see. This was FY19. And FY20 estimated?
It will be slightly higher than what we've reported in the past, but unfortunately can't give you the exact number on it.
And the packaging films growth is just demand-led, right? There is what is the utilization in those businesses, the capacity utilization right now?
From what perspective?
the packaging films business, what is our capacity utilization?
Oh, absolutely full as of now. Chock-a-block.
Chock-a-block. So, but we are seeing, we are still seeing growth in this business. Top-line growth.
Top-line, it's clearly visible from the numbers. On an annualized basis, CPLY, we've grown about 11%. From a June 8th, from a corresponding period last year, we've grown about 13%. So the growth is actually stemming from both being able to use the assets a bit better, being able to produce more, being able to produce value-added products, and therefore get a higher sales realization as well.
I see. But do you think this kind of growth, so we are running at full utilization, but of course value addition, like you explained, is helping growth at the moment. But do you think this can slow down or be no growth in FY21 or maybe even in the next few quarters, or you think you'll still be able to manage by these efforts that you mentioned?
Again, the fact is that we've indicated a bit of a slowdown in the packaging film business going forward because of the fact that, as I told you, two new lines, one in India and the other one in Indonesia coming up, because of which there will be let's say some erosion in price. To that extent, there will be lower margins as well. But the big growth will actually come in when our Hungary plant and our Thailand plant will get operationalized. So we will look forward to seeing more growth in the business from a value, let's say, sale value perspective once these plants come through. Whatever additional growth comes in from till those plants capitalize will be largely in the nature of some volume growth, which can't be very significant, and some price-related growth that can come in. But obviously, when you look at price, because of the two new lines coming in, there could be some erosion on that as well.
Right. And our capacities will come in March and September, respectively. Thailand and...
As of now, that's the same.
And no change on that?
Let's see. As of now, there is no negative news on it.
I see. Thank you so much. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Tejas Sheth from Reliance Nippon AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Rahul. Just one question. With this U.S. and China trade war worsening, how has been our inquiry related to R-134A for exports to U.S.?
So, again, when we look at it from an R-134A export perspective, I think our quantities have actually gone up very, very significantly. Our inquiries are also pretty full. But whether it is because of the trade war, I really am unable to say that, Tejas. The fact is that between Q1 FY19 and Q1 FY20,
mm-hmm.
Sales, export sales of R-134A have been substantially high.
Okay. That's and any number you can share vis-a-vis the pricing between our exports to U.S. and China exports to U.S., how different we would be? Including the tariff they have implied on China imports.
See, again, the way the business happens in the U.S., there will be a landed price. You will give a small... let's say, tariff discount on it, and
okay.
There will be the price that you will determine. But again, you would also remember that about a month ago, I think there was some GSP benefit that used to come to Indians, was withdrawn by Mr. Trump. So
okay.
That extent,
okay.
Let's say my landed price would have been slightly higher.
Okay. And hence, with the new capacity coming in and with higher realization and higher operating leverage because of the new capacity, would our margins be meaningfully higher in R-134A, maybe 12 months down the line?
So rather than looking at it only from an R-134A perspective, we should look at the entire RevGas perspective. And when we look at that, most certainly that should be the case.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Jignesh Kamani from GMO. Please go ahead.
I just want to know on the PTFE segment, what kind of IRR and ROC range we are looking on that? Because if you take about industry leader in India, till now they are not operating at healthy return ratio and IRR.
So, Again, when I was talking about the PTFE, Jignesh, I had commented the fact that our intent is to leverage our R&D and our technological capabilities in the business. The intent is not to produce a standard low value grade. The intent is to produce a higher quality grade. But when you get let's say started with the business, you start with the base. I don't believe it is a short term play. It is a more long term play. We would really like to see ourselves positioned over a long period with the majors of the world.
So
it will meet our threshold requirements on a most conservative basis also. It does meet our IRR and payback period requirements.
Sure. But when you have a much better value rate mix, maybe you can say 3-5 years down the line, it will be, ROC will be in line with our specialty chemical segment, or it will be much inferior to that?
Difficult to compare it like that, but yes, let us say that from a PTFE segment on a specialized basis, we expect anywhere between 3-4% higher return on capital employed from our regular, let's say, commoditized businesses.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Mr. Abhijit Akella from India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Rahulji. Thanks a lot for taking the question. I just wanted to check, first of all, in the packaging films business, was there any one-off such as any inventory gain or anything this quarter?
No.
Okay. And did I hear you correctly? You mentioned that in 2Q in the technical textile business, there might be an inventory loss?
Yes.
Okay. And any, quantification that you might be able to provide there?
See, again, that will depend on how September closes out. As of now, the prices seem to have fallen about 15-20%. The amount could range between 7-12 crore overall. But again, we've given this to you earlier also. Inventory loss, the way accounting gets done, gets percolated quickly. And inventory positive only comes out in, positively for the margin. So we've had this discussion many times, Abhijit. So I don't believe this is something that you should go ahead and look, let's say, pierce through the veil and look at it. But this is an information that we wanted to give you so that next time it does not come up as a surprise.
Sure, appreciate that. On the PTFE capacity, how long do you envisage to ramp it up to the full 5,000 tons, post the date of commissioning? Will it take, 2 to 3 years to sort of stabilize the technology and, gain market share, or do you think it can be faster than that?
You know the answer pretty well. 2 to 3 years is a good judge of us to be able to ramp up that capacity.
Okay, fine. And one last quick thing. The two pharma molecules you mentioned in specialties, so are these for newly introduced pharma, drugs? Being introduced, so I mean, essentially we have forayed into the patented.
These are collaborations with let's say innovators. So I understand that they are in the process of let's say filing their formulations.
Right, and if these come to fruition, then we have to set up a CGMP facility or something like that.
Only time will tell. As of now, a CGMP is pretty much available for them to get serviced, but these are slightly longer term requirements and longer term place.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Amar Maurya from Alpha Accurate PMS. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. I have two questions. Number one is, now this GIDC issue as well as the plant stabilization issues are resolved, and can we again regain the Q4 19 run rate?
Amar, can you be a bit clearer? I am unable to get you.
Yeah. Is it clear now? Hello? I'm just asking, sir, GIDC issue as well as the plant stabilization issue in Dahej, is it resolved, and can we regain the Q4 run rate again by the Q2 of financial year 20?
So it is resolved.
Hello?
I'm so sorry to interrupt, Mr. Amar. Could you have your microphone a little away from you? Because there is some breathing noise. Thank you.
However, it is resolved. We are working with GPCB to resolve any additional issues and or any additional comments that they have had. But unfortunately, I can't tell you whether we will go to the run rate that we had in Q4 FY19.
But still we maintain our yearly guidance.
Yes, we do maintain our specialty chemical business guidance.
Okay. And my second question is, sir, on the R-gas front, despite the slowdown, we have seen good growth in the replacement market. So is this largely driven by volume or we have seen some price hike also?
Your voice is breaking.
Is it clear now?
Hello?
No.
So I'll just move on to the next question, sir. That is from Mr. Chetan. That is from Mr. Chetan Thakur from ASK Investments. Please go ahead.
My question has been answered. Thank you. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Chetan.
Yeah, my question has been answered. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Ms. Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks a lot for taking the question. I'm sorry for the repeated question. Just wanted to check if there is any extraordinary item in the packaging film division this particular quarter because of which the margin has come out at 21%.
I'm unable to get the question, please. The voice is completely cracked.
Yes, Ms. Neha, your voice is breaking as well. I'm so sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Please go ahead.
So I was asking if there is any extraordinary item in the packaging films margins because of which the margins have come out higher.
Yes, sir. One moment, sir. We have the question again from Mr. Amar Maurya from Alpha Accurate PMS. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes,
sir. Please hear me. Hello?
The moderator, please. I don't believe that there is a possibility of doing this like this. I'm not able to hear any question. Ranjit?
Hello, Mr. Rahul.
Yeah. Able to hear the questions.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes your conference call for today. You may all disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a wonderful day, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference call for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Door Sabha's conference call service. You may all disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a good day, everyone.